All right, well, we are continuing in our spiritual gifts mini course, and this session we're going to be speaking about acknowledging other spiritual gifts and how to work with those different types of spiritual gifts. So here are the two references we use if you're interested in learning more on this topic. So the first kind of area of this is the acknowledgement of others' spiritual gifts and kind of how to honor them. So oftentimes within the church, conflicts arise when people, you know, are not honoring or not acknowledging others' spiritual gifts. I think this is definitely a recurring theme. But oftentimes the areas in which we lack spiritual gifts are the area, in fact, where we need to be served by others. Mm-hmm. So that kind of identifies one piece of why it is important to be open to others' spiritual gifts. And then, we need others just as much as others need us. That really goes into, you know, the body of Christ. We all depend on each other. And when we're honoring and respecting each other, it only builds us up. And, you know, our perspective is heavily shaped by our own personal gifts. We really see the world through the lens of our experience. So it is important to challenge yourself to see things differently and consider how someone with other gifts and different perspectives.
They might do things very different than how you do them because, again, they're shaped by their gifts and their experience and who they are and what they're going through at the time. And so I think it's so important, again, what's brought up here is first acknowledging a lot of conflicts come because of this, and then secondly, again, challenging yourself to see different, like that last point.
So then spurring on others in their spiritual gifts, I think this is kind of taking it one step further than acknowledgement, right? But it's kind of encouraging others to, you know, get in relation with their spiritual gifts and encourage and spur each other on.
Right.
So regardless of your spiritual gift, it can and should be used to encourage others. And as we talked about, you know, there is a spiritual gift of exhortation, and that really is that encouragement piece. But how do you feel like that looks like for other gifts, you know, in spurring each other on? Each one can kind of be used to encourage without maybe it being exhortation.
Right. Well, and I think that, yeah, like there is so many gifts. Like, say, leadership is more so your gift, you know. You still have, even as the leader, it's important to, again, be encouraging people who maybe, again, are very more maybe meek or timid or something like that, and still encouraging them, even if maybe encouragement, again, is something you struggle with. So I think, again, there's just such a wide variety of gifts, but it's important to still just go, you know, even if I don't even understand somebody's gift, just still encouraging that person to keep growing in it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I think that it's useful just to have the conversation about spiritual gifts, because for me, like, it was never really something that was on my radar a lot, especially in the church setting. And I think just saying, you know, this is something that's really interesting to explore. You can learn a lot about yourself. You can learn about, you know, maybe what your calling in ministry looks like a little bit more. So just kind of presenting this as something you've been reflecting on, you know, maybe sharing with, you know, your small group or whatever that looks like, that, hey, this is what I've been thinking about with my spiritual gifts, and encouraging them to do the same. And yeah, it really connects with that 1 Corinthians verse right there. You know, if one part is suffering, every part is suffering with it. But if one part is honored, then every part of the body rejoices with it. So just
I think that's just so cool, and that even if, you know, again, that kind of, you know, that creating the stages for other people, it's like that's honoring and rejoicing the whole body when, you know, you are being intentional and honoring and encouraging other people's gifts.
Absolutely. So then working with different types of gifts, and, you know, we probably do this every day, maybe well, maybe not so well, but maybe it's not on the forefront of our minds. But an important aspect of discerning your own gifts and getting in tune with those is to consider how it fits with other types of gifts and what the common difficulties might be, right? What those pitfalls are and what the common challenges might be with the gifts that you have. And then instead of viewing those, you know, different gifts as competitors or opposers or, you know, in a hierarchy of one gift being superior to the other, see them as really that body of Christ, as puzzle pieces that fit together and, like you said, build each other up.
And, you know, praying for an open heart and mind to just to reveal, asking God to reveal, how can you best work with others? You know, I think all of us can think of a scenario where maybe you're struggling, you're working in the church alongside somebody who, again, maybe is just very different from you in their personality and their gifts and their strengths and weaknesses, all of it. And, you know, just asking God to keep showing up in that relationship and helping you work best with others. And I love this point as well. There are so many biblical examples of partnership in ministry. And we know, again, as the body of Christ, that we should be serving together. And so I love that some of these examples here, like Moses and Aaron. I'm actually reading in Exodus right now for my own like personal Bible study of the year. And Paul and Silas, you know, Priscilla and Aquila, so even a married couple in their kind of journey together in partnership with ministry. And so there's just a lot of, again, great examples here. You know, Moses and Aaron are brothers, and then, you know, Paul and Silas, there's no real, you know, relation there. Right. So it's just interesting, again, the different ways that we can be serving and together in partnership. So, yeah, I really challenge and encourage you guys to take a look and even just dive into some of those partnerships and the different gifts that these individuals might have.
Yeah, it's really interesting to look at. And, you know, the dynamic with, like, Moses and Aaron, where Aaron was, you know, his older brother, but Moses was really the one who was, like, called by the Lord, but still using the strengths and weaknesses together to serve. And as I was reading the, you know, the title there, I think it's also important to consider working with people who have the same type of gift as you, because oftentimes conflict can really happen there
when you have the same
because sometimes when you have the same gift, even your personalities or your vision is quite different. So, you know, coming to terms with that too and understanding that even if you have the same gift, that can manifest in a lot of different ways.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, for one person, you know, expectation might look like one thing, and for another person might look totally different, and that might even create some, oh, well, you didn't do it the way I feel that should be done.
Right, and that's where it's important to, you know, acknowledge the various difficulties that come with having that certain spiritual gift, because oftentimes with the person or the same one, that's where the conflict will arise. So being aware of that. And then some additional important reminders here. Building up others' gifts is something we need to do and we are called to do as the body of Christ. And taking care and seeing what gifts might be harder for us to work with, you know, I think it's important if we have that preparation and that knowledge even before we come into contact with that, it will definitely mitigate the possibility of issues arising. And then not letting jealousy take root towards other gifts or those, you know, who have them or are practicing them. And that really goes back to that hierarchy, right, where I think it's easy to see some gifts as cooler, more interesting, more important, or even just more evident than others, and, you know, not letting that be a stumbling block.
Right. Absolutely. So what can we learn from others' gifts? I think it's so important to be observing how they're using their gifts. It could be insightful for your own gifts, especially if maybe they have the same gift as you, or how does their gift fit well with your gift? And, yeah, how can you even serve each other in the sense that, oh, I'm really good at this and you're really good at this, or we're both good at this, and how are we using it in unique ways that work together? And again, it's just so encouraging to see the Holy Spirit at work in others' lives. And so, you know, really lean into that. And then again, this Proverbs verse, again, a very well-known verse of the Bible, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And I think that is so relatable to the idea of gifts. You know, each of us have been given such unique gifts, and we're strong like iron in each of our gifts, but we can keep sharpening each other with, again, maybe similar type of gifts or very different gifts.
Yeah, I love that. And just staying open to opportunities for growth. I think that verse really highlights that, you know, when you're challenging yourself and working with people who it might be difficult to work with or different gifts that you're not quite used to working with yet, it only betters yourself and, you know, prepares yourself better to serve the Lord.
So we have some reflection questions as well. You know, how can you stay open to other spiritual gifts and allow yourself to be served? And why is this important in relation to your spiritual gift? And then I like the second question too. Reflect on someone in your life who has a different spiritual gift than you. How can you use your gift to spur them on? So, Abby, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we could use ourselves as an example, right? We kind of shared our spiritual gifts and how they do, you know, some similarities, but they differ in some ways as well. But yeah, I think talking openly about your gifts, like I said, just kind of identifying that, like for me, you know, one of mine is administration and kind of that organization piece. And I think one of the huge pitfalls can be that you kind of get into that type A motive, and if something's not falling into your plan, it can be really, really frustrating. And I think that, being open about that downfall and, having conversations about how that can be mitigated.
And that can be, blended together because, administration isn't one of mine, so maybe I would have a tendency to be maybe less organized than you would about a project, and it's like there's going to be a fine balance of, not helping you, maybe not overdo it, but also keeping that structure that can really help make sure something does go well and stay on track and be
Sure. And maybe that answered the first one of just being open to being served. But I think, asking for those things that you might need in that different type of support, it's an opportunity for others to step into their spiritual gifts and just allowing that to happen and being open. But what do you think, Abby?
Oh, no, I agree with you. And when you bring up the example of us, it is helpful to think, we're constructing this class together, and even there's, different strengths in our ability to construct a class or what we're going to share, how it's going to work. And so it is really fun to just be discussing the different spiritual gifts and, again, even think about it in our own context. So, again, I challenge you, think about it with your spouse, maybe, as someone who's close in your life, what's their gifts, what's yours, how can you be working together, or maybe a really good friend, or even your children, or again, someone you're working with in ministry. I think that could be really beneficial for you guys to get together and kind of reflect on that.
100%.
For that last reflection question, think about your ministry calling and how you are currently serving. How is collaboration and partnership important to this, and what is your plan or strategy for using others' gifts along with your own to spread the gospel? So just continuing that great commission with the use of our gifts and with the collaboration of others in ministry.
For sure. So in our next session, we'll move on to kind of the challenges and roadblocks when discerning and using spiritual gifts. So I think we've touched on a lot of those today, but just diving deeper into what those difficulties might be and then also how to address them and move forward from that. So hopefully you'll tune in again next week to kind of get follow-up as we're actually reaching more towards the end of this course, which it feels like we just started it, but just continuing in the important conversation.